This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Hurricane Harvey hit the Texas coast 1 year ago this Saturday. Rockport took the brunt of the storm's landfall with high-powered winds and tornadoes that were spun off. As the people of Rockport picked up the pieces, KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, one woman decided to open her home to anyone, and maybe everyone, who needed help.
The storm destroyed several businesses in Rockport, including Mermaid's Kitchen, a catering business near the harbor.
We started it from zero, and it had grown to quite a good little thing. And then at least one of the tornadoes spawned out of Harvey. It was down on the wharf. At least one of the tornadoes came by and took Mermaid's Kitchen out completely. Nothing left. Nada.
Its owner, Samantha McCrary, was staying with her husband and family at a friend's in Nacogdoches. After watching weather reports all weekend, she packed up a trailer with goods and headed back home. Her husband and son had left a day before to clear some of the debris around their property. They then set up a tent in the front yard, which became a different incarnation of Mermaid's Kitchen for the next few weeks.
So, and that's how it started. I mean, it didn't start with any intention of being any big thing or anything else. It's just we knew people were going to need food. We knew people were going to need something to drink, and I don't like water. So, tea. The answer to everything Southern is sweet tea.
She says there was no grand plan. It just evolved into the Rockport Relief Camp.
On the 29th, we did our first meal, and it was beef stew, because that's something you can make in a big pot, and it's pretty cheap to make. You feed a lot of people. And so we did beef stew and French bread, and I think we fed maybe 250, 300 meals that night. Not a lot. Not a huge, you know, huge deal. But then the next morning, those people all came back and brought friends.
Family, friends, and volunteers added breakfast the next day. Soon after, they were doing three meals a day. Quickly, McCrary had a number of volunteers to help with meal prep, but nowhere for them to stay. Remember, this is only 5 days after the storm. She put out a call on Facebook for tents, and they came. But so did more people looking for a post-storm refuge.
We had 12 or 14 tents full of volunteers. Well, then we have these people showing up, and they're like, "You're letting people camp here?" Well, these are volunteers. Our house was completely destroyed. We've been staying in our car. Oh, well, I guess y'all can put y'all in a tent here.
With more than just the kitchen staff filling McCrary's lawn, she soon ran into new challenges, like what to do when you realize your home is not designed to accommodate so many people.
Somewhere along the line, we decided porta potties were a good idea. So they brought us out some porta potties, and then, yeah, showers, probably a good idea too. So we set up some outdoor solar showers. And before we knew it, we had 100 people living on the property.
The front yard had evolved from kitchen to camp to a drop-off location for food and goods. She says by the end of October, more than $325,000 in supplies had come through her lawn. As the situation around the city improved, the Rockport Relief Camp began to slowly upgrade. A food truck arrived to replace the tent. A refrigerated trailer was donated for 9 months to store the food. Some tents gave way to RVs. And McCrary and her family got used to the circus that had grown up around them in just weeks. Really, really used to it.
So I had my normal PJs on of a t-shirt and underwear, and I stepped out, not even thinking. I stepped out the back door to dump my coffee grounds, and I look up, and there's like 60 people looking. And I'm like, "Morning, gang."
1 year later, she still has 9 people living on her land. She's trying to wind down the Rockport Relief Camp. The trouble is, where will those last few go?
We've had 600 apartments that are out of business, apartment units. So that's at least 600 families that are out of the area, and typically those folks was the workforce.
Randall Fries is the newly appointed intergovernmental coordinator for the Aransas County Long-Term Recovery Group.
A lot of folks are still struggling here. A lot of folks are still in shock, and a lot of folks are just grateful that they've made it this far.
Fries is part of a pilot program launched by the governor last year intending to cut through storm-related red tape from the federal and state governments. But even one-stop shops hit snags, like lining up FEMA, state-run insurance, and private insurance funds for public and private facilities. Money was freed up this summer by the state to rebuild low-income, multifamily housing in Rockport, a project that just got started.
We have a family of six, and then we have...
Back at the Rockport Relief Camp, McCurry says the area chamber of commerce has sent the wrong message this summer, luring travelers.
You know, we get all these glossy, shiny ads out there, and we see the country club, and we see rebuilding that's happening in other places and other parts of town, and we think, oh, everybody's fine. Get in an airplane. Fly over. Then tell me how many blue roofs you see. Rockport's not okay. It's only been a year.
But McCrary is hopeful, which is why she is closing down the campground and growing the relief effort in a more sustainable direction. The nonprofit work will live on in what she is calling a Christmas event. The remaining 9 tenants will be making other arrangements soon. And her catering business is open once again, temporarily in the American Legion Hall, but soon she'll be in a permanent building on the other side of her 3.5 acres. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.